And where are you going? Where are you going? And where do you come from? Ago, 10,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago, the humans invented agriculture. Or historian, I think it says, I think he's a historian. A historian named Yuval Harari writes in his 2011 book called Sapiens that 10,000 years ago, humans invented agriculture and thus civilization began. And he calls this moment in time the wheat trap. The wheat trap. The wheat trap. The wheat trap can be described as the following. Humans did not domesticate wheat. The wheat domesticated humans. Before this time, we had been living in egalitarian, small hunter-gatherer societies. But suddenly, with the wheat, came ownership of land, private property, and the need to defend it. And so thus, social inequality began. This can be described as the luxury trap. The fall from grace. The loss of Eden. Basically, we were always doomed. With no kings. and clean. But humans like simple stories. Is to be achieved through measurement and number. The conquest of nature is to be achieved through measurement and number. And number and number. Poquito ergo sum. therefore I am. I think therefore I am. I think therefore I am. where is the freedom? Supposedly, a lot of our ideas of freedom, liberalism, actually came from the Native Americans. But this has been wiped out of what I learned. I mean, I didn't learn that in school. And also what I learned in school was that the witch hunts were just like tragic events, and they were caused by like a Christian frenzy, like some crazy craze, you know, but that happened during the Age of Reason. Anyway.
Anything.
die. No more definition, no more definition. No one knows what it means. No more meaning, 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 no more meaning. I was born in 1995. The same year that the movie The Doom Generation was released. In 1996, John Lee Perry, I think his name was, wrote a Declaration of Independence of Cyberspace. I can't remember exactly what it said. It said something about you wary giants of the... Yeah, it was like you governments of the industrial age, you wary giants of flesh and steel. I come from cyberspace. The new home of the mind. Ours is a civilization that is both everywhere and nowhere, but it is not where bodies live.
Cogito ergo sum. Cogito ergo sum. Cogito ergo sum. Cogito ergo sum.
In 1945, a clay jar was discovered in the town of Nag Hammadi in Egypt. It contained 52 lost manuscripts of the so-called Gnostics. And it had in it holy scriptures that had been cut out of the Bible. And Jesus said, do not lie, and do not do what you hate. And Jesus said, do not lie, and do not do what you hate. And Jesus said, do not lie, and do not do what you hate. Jesus said, do not lie, and do not do what you hate. Well, the Orthodox didn't like this. They cut it out. The Orthodox didn't like this, so they cut it out. What if do not lie and do not do what you hate would have actually been the course of Europe? And Jesus said, do not lie and do not do what you hate. rest of history. Oh. You have to begin by changing the past. The conquest of nature is to be achieved through measurement and number. The conquest of nature is to be achieved through conquest and number. Conquest and number. What about the number pi? What about the number pi? What about pi? This number is infinite, just like the universe. The number pi is the equivalence of the circle. The circle is infinite. The circle is infinite. Thus, it is beyond human measurement. It is beyond human measurement. But everything in the universe is circular. Everything in the universe is circular. Everything is circular. The orbit around the sun, the planets, the way the planet rotates, and it is this movement that creates time. 1 year around the sun. 1 year around the sun equals one orbit. 1 year, one orbit, one turn around the sun. The way the planet rotates creates the day and night. The way it tilts on its axis creates the seasons in the year. Everything is moving, yes. This is true, I know you know. This is true, I know you know. This is true, this is true. This is true, this is true. So basically, pi is the proof of intuition. You know what I mean? It's the proof of intuition because you cannot measure it. You cannot figure it out. You cannot think it. It's infinite. It's infinite. But yet, you can feel it. 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 truth is, the wheat trap is false. It's too simple. It's not that simple. Actually, humans, we have this thing called imagination. Maybe that's what makes us unique. I don't know if dogs dream or... I think actually my dog used to dream, so maybe like that makes him have imagination. I don't know. But like humans, definitely, we have this thing called imagination. It's both a gift and a curse, right? So actually what history shows, if you look at the new archaeological and anthropological evidence, it makes the story way more complex. It's like really complex. But that's also truth, you know, it's like diversity, it's like not hegemony, it's like a lot of different things you could, you know, consider. So basically what it shows is that we've like lived in all kinds of weird ways, so this idea that we fell from grace is like very biblical sounding, very biblical. So, but the thing is like, in the Bible, I mean, the Christianity was always very apocalyptic. This religion was always apocalyptic. Always apocalyptic. And imagine then, the thing is like, I'm running out of time, but the thing is, they wanted to get away from religion because they wanted to make a better society, and then they like, said that the Bible was not right, it was scientifically wrong, and then they were like, let's stop believing in religion, and then behold, they invented new things, and like suddenly all these new inventions, they had created the bomb, and that's like the apocalypse. They created it. Now fully achievable, fully realizable. Oh my god. I'm running out of time. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, Circulatia. Thanks for coming. Let's have a party.